Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12, verses 35 to 37. Now, in the previous discourse, I tried to argue, so I think it's a very important point, that Christ engaged in teaching, dealing with his congregation, dealing with his hearers, by raising a question, a probing question. Now, I want to take this a little bit further in this discourse. And the matter I want to raise now is this. Look at the weighty nature of the subject, the weighty topic, the weighty question that Jesus asks. The question is about the Christ. How is it that the teachers of the law say that the Christ, the Messiah, is the son of David? And he goes on quoting Psalm 110 and so on. Christ is the subject. Christ is the topic. Christ is not asking about rabbinical taboos. He's not asking academic questions about the law and external issues. He's not asking about these regulations, the traditions of the elders and so on. That's the kind of fascination that Jewish teachers, Old Covenant teachers, would have. He's not interested in that. It is himself. It is the Christ and who he is and what he's called and why he's called that and so on. Now, I'm going to read again. You will know this hymn because I've quoted it so many times, but it's so relevant to this. This is John Newton's take on this. What think ye of Christ is the test. That is the point. To try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. As Jesus appears in your view, as he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you, and mercy or wrath is your lot. Now that's Newton's take on it. What think ye of Christ is the test. Now, I want that to be the test of my preaching. What do I make of Christ in my preaching? Of course, the Bible's a big book, and there are many, many topics. But all roads lead to London when you live in England. Every village leads to London somewhere. You can get to London from every village. That's the point I want to make. Every village is a road to London. Every text is a road to Christ. And in my preaching, I have to preach Christ, who he is. I've got to raise him. He's the topic. After all, how many times he says, I am, I am, I am the door, I am the vine, I am the way, I am the bread of life. I am. As Paul says, Christ is all. Colossians 3:11. So in my preaching, when I deliver it, I must be preaching Christ. I'm determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. The hearing too. I want to hear of Christ, don't I? I need to hear of Christ. I must hear of Christ. Give me Jesus, else I die. One thing I must have in preaching is Christ. A man can be expert on the 10 toes of Daniel, or this, or the frogs of Revelation, and the dates and times, and all that kind of stuff. But preach Christ. What think ye of Christ? That was Newton's take on it. The substance, the core, the heart, the essence of my gospel preaching, my labors, my hearing, my worship, must be Christ. Christ, because Christ is all, and Christ is the gospel. It's not doctrine. That's important. It's not creed. It's not church. It's not catechism. Christ is all. This is what Newton says. Talking of Christ, he says, some take him a creature to be, a man or an angel at most. Yeah. Sure, these have not feelings like me, nor know themselves wretched and lost. So guilty, so helpless am I. I dare not confide in his blood, nor on his protection rely, unless I was sure he was God. If asked what of Jesus I think, though still my best thoughts are but poor, I say he's my meat and my drink, my life and my strength and my store, my shepherd, my husband, my friend, my saviour from sin and from thrall, my hope from beginning to end, my portion, my Lord, and my all. Okay, you could argue that Newton is answering a slightly different question to what Christ asked, but I think it's a justifiable way of looking at the, or applying the text. What think ye of Christ? Yes. How is it that the teachers of the law say that the Christ is this? Who is he then? How can he be? And that's the question. Who is this Jesus, my friend? What do you think of him? I speak to you, unbeliever. Christ is the one you have to face. What do you think of Christ? I agree with Newton. Yes. Do you agree with him? Is he your all in all? That is Christ. Is he your all in all? If not, he is nothing to you.